How do you measure success in your life? It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Maybe you gauge success based on how much money you make. Or maybe you look at how happy you feel when you come home from work at the end of the day.
That's a good way to do it.
Or maybe you determine success based on how many tears you've made other people cry.
What?
Oh. I've made 18 people cry already today, and it's great. I love it. Good day today. But I think the ultimate way to determine how successful you really are in life is how many death threats you receive.
I don't think about it.
Only the most prosperous and influential people in the world receive death threats all the time. I'm talking politicians, world-class athletes, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's really threatened the life of Kenny, the busboy at a Sizzler. You know what I mean?
So you're saying kids should say, Mommy, I want to grow up one day to get death threats.
Yep.
All right.
In fact, the more death threats you receive from total strangers, the more successful you probably are in life. So think, how many death threats have you received lately? And if the number is low, then maybe it's time to start thinking about the big picture.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to stick with zero over here. I'm fine with it.
One person whose life is constantly being threatened is billionaire and Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg. Chances are you've blamed him for the endless stream of baby photos or workout updates or food recipes that you have to look at in your newsfeed every single day. But there are other people out there who hate Mark Zuckerberg so much that they truly would love to just kill him. That's why Facebook spends a reported $10 million a year just to keep Mark Zuckerberg alive.
What?
Whoa.
So, holy cow!
That's a lot of money.
Do they do with that $10 million worth of protection? Well, a report just came out that shares some of the details about what Mark Zuckerberg goes through just for a little peace of mind, and it's pretty insane. Apparently, just a few years ago, Mark's security team consisted of just one dude who stood guard outside of his house. He would even follow Mark for a jog or go with him when he went out to grab drinks at a bar or whatever. He was always with him.
Good.
Yeah, which already has to feel like a lot. Like, what? One dude, like, following you around wherever you go.
But once you're that famous, having the one bodyguard with you at all times, that's mandatory.
For sure.
You expect that.
It would be kind of nice, too, because you can run your mouth, you know, to anybody.
Yeah.
You know what? With security guard.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. But since then, he's grown extremely aware of how many people he has in this world who are out to get him. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg has a team of at least 10 armed agents standing guard outside of his house at all times.
Whoa. Secret Service.
And armed.
Yeah.
Like,
whether
I just picture people with, like, grenades and tanks. And
bazooka.
I mean, for $10 million, we're not talking just one gun on these guys, right?
His house is equipped with at least one panic room that we know of, and it's equipped with enough supplies to last him a full week if he needs to wait it out.
Oh my gosh.
If Mark ever goes to a bar or a restaurant, his security team will sweep through the room first to make sure that it's safe. Mm-hmm. The team also has to vet any new doctors or medical staff.
What? Well, you can't just go to the doctor?
Not if you're Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh my God.
Probably most billionaires, actually.
I didn't think about that.
Remember when we had the kids come in?
Bill Gates' kids.
Yeah, and they did a sweep before they came in the day of.
I'm like, I'm not hurting anybody. Out. Don't worry. I can't, even if I tried.
It would be exhausting. You can't, like, think about, there's zero spontaneity in your world at that point. Like, you can't just go get a drink with friends. That is a way more planned out event than anything that I've ever done.
Yeah. It'd be awesome because you could kick anybody out of any establishment. So you'd be like, I want to go get a drink at a bar by myself. Everybody out.
What's the point of going to a bar if you're going to be the only one? Just drink at your house.
Yeah.
Why not? You know, they might have some more TVs than you have. They might have satellite. I don't know.
I hope you're
people
never
go
a
out to go be social, not to be hermits while they're out in public.
Not all the time. Anyway, if Mark wants to take up a new hobby or something like that, the security team has to go assess the instructors first, even for that, and determine if they pose a credible threat to the Facebook CEO.
So if he wants to go, like, paint some ceramics, they have to do an interview with the ceramic instructor.
He's What's also no longer allowed to drive. The security team only allows him to be driven around, and they're constantly monitoring traffic patterns and adjusting his route accordingly, so he's never stopped in one place or left exposed for very long.
Wait, you're like...
I feel like at this point he has more protection than the president
Absolutely.
Of the United States.
Any president, I think.
Right.
We're going over some of the security details for how Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg protects himself. And it's not just the outsiders that Mark is scared of either. He has to worry about his own Facebook employees. During company meetings, members of Zuckerberg's guards sit at the front of the room just in case an angry employee tries to rush him. They disguise themselves as regular employees to try to blend in, too, so you don't know who's a security guard and who isn't.
So if you see a giant buff hipster, you're
wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't work at Facebook.
But you have a man bun, so I don't know.
And you know you're doing things well when even the people you're paying to be there want to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Employees are never allowed to take pictures of Mark while at work. They're not even allowed to photograph his office. If somebody does, then three or more men will immediately appear out of nowhere and force the person to delete the photo. So they're watching at all times.
Oh, cool.
The large glass conference room at Facebook headquarters features bulletproof windows, infrared sensors, and a panic button that will drop steel walls from the ceilings if they need to lock that place down.
What?
Okay. Does anybody stop and think, like, yeah, Facebook has a lot of information on us, but how much? That seems really extreme that he needs to go to those lengths. Like, what is Facebook doing that we don't know about?
Dude, seriously.
Yeah.
That they need a panic button.
I couldn't do this. If I had all this money, I would play with that panic button almost every day.
I'd be, screwing around with everything all the time.
Time for a meeting? Nope.
Maybe the craziest security measure that Mark Zuckerberg has, though, that's never been fully confirmed, is this secret button on his desk. Rumor is if you push the button, a panic chute opens up in the floor in the office so he and his team can slide down and evacuate the building in a hurry.
Dude, that is so cool. I'd
be playing all the time. I would just be playing with my toys.
There's some things about this that remind me of, like, an episode of Scooby-Doo. You
know? Yeah. It's impressive,
panic
though.
Panic chute?
Yeah.
You get a slide?
But that, you got to have stuff like that if you are the 8th richest person in the world.
Oh,
all right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.